Number one, your appearance. When you apologize for things like looking tired or having a bad hair day, it comes off as a lack of self-compassion. You are who you are. Why would an apology be necessary for what you look like? Assuming that you don't show up at the office in sweatpants and a t-shirt, you really don't need to apologize for how you look. Number two, expressing your emotions. In any relationship, it's important to express your feelings. This helps others better understand you, and it deepens the connection you have. On the flip side, when you suppress your emotions in one area, they tend to come up in another area. This can appear as depression, anger, or anxiety, and it can even cause physical illness. There is nothing wrong with expressing your emotions. It's a healthy behavior and not something you should feel like you have to hide. In fact, expressing your emotions will make you happier because it can help you cope with life better. Number three, asking for help or clarification. Becoming overwhelmed from time to time is normal and something that happens to everyone. When you reach out and ask for help, it doesn't mean you are weak. It's not a reflection of your ability to handle situations. When you find yourself asking for help or clarification, you don't need to apologize. In addition, when you don't know the answer to something, admitting that you don't know can actually be empowering. It shows the other person that you are open-minded and willing to learn. It also shows that you are humble. And if someone has an issue with you questioning something, most likely it's their lack of security in their knowledge. Number four, being honest. People often ask for an honest opinion, but what happens when you tell them what you honestly think? Usually they just get upset and tell you that you hurt their feelings, right? Then, of course, the first thing you do is attempt to remedy the situation by trying to somehow retract your statement. You lie and apologize for what you've said. But here's the thing, you shouldn't have to do that. They asked you for an honest opinion, and you did just that. You gave them an honest opinion. Don't feel guilty about telling the truth, and don't apologize for it either. The truth can be harsh, but it's often important. And in most cases, once they calm down, they will appreciate your honesty. Number five, other people's behavior. Each one of us is responsible for our own actions and behaviors. You should never feel apologetic for something someone else has done, even if you feel that what they've done somehow connects to you through association. How another person acts or behaves is out of your control. Even if you feel like you want to make things better, or you feel like you are to blame, there is no need to apologize for things that others do. Number six, taking time to make decisions. These days, it seems that people have very little patience. Everyone wants everything now, right now. Nobody wants to wait for anything. People expect you to do things according to their timetable. They expect you to quickly answer questions, emails, etc. Then what happens is that you feel pressured. You end up making rash decisions because you didn't have the time to fully think things over. Do know that just because other people have these expectations, it does not mean that you have to be on standby like a bellhop. And you should never feel like you have to apologize for taking time to make a decision. You obviously want to think it over and make the right one. One that is responsible and informed. Number seven, taking time out for yourself. To avoid burning out from the day-to-day grind of life, we all need some time for ourselves. Taking time out for yourself is an important part of self-care, and it will help you in other areas of your life. Having said that, we are all different, and the amount of space we need for ourselves varies from person to person. In any case, you don't need to apologize for taking time to recharge. Take the time you need, and don't allow yourself to be consumed with feelings of guilt over it. Number eight, your past. Your past is just that, your past. While some of your past experiences may not reflect the best of you, it does not mean that is who you are today. We are all on a journey through life, and we make mistakes as we go, hopefully learning from them. As long as you have grown as a person, your past mistakes shouldn't be things you apologize for today. Number nine, ending unhealthy relationships. Any relationship that has gone south where all hope is lost will have an ill effect on your life. It will have a damaging impact on your mental health. If you are in a relationship where the other person is just poison in your life, you should end it. The sooner the better. And yes, it will be painful for a while, remembering good times that you surely shared at some point. But you have to think of the now and see things for what they are, not what they were. Don't feel guilty about it or apologize for it. Instead, surround yourself with people who appreciate, respect, and care about you. People who make you feel good. Number 10, making positive changes. Often, people have a hard time with change. Sadly, even when it's you, changing for the better. In most cases, that's because, in a way, you are predictable. They know what to expect from you, and they know how to respond to you. But there is nothing wrong with you making positive changes. You should, and you have every right to do so. It's natural to want to evolve into a better person, and there's really no need to apologize for making changes that are right for you. Even if some people find it challenging to adjust to these changes, eventually they will.